Communications, and would you please read item number 377?
Request of Shedrick J. Wilkins to address council regarding OMSI R2D2 move, solar cells, and low energy lifestyle.
Mr. Wilkins, welcome.
I'm trying to overcome my fear of public speaking, which I have over the last 5 years.
You do great. Just state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes, sir.
All right. 5 years ago, I was homeless, and I tried to stay at while working at my job at Dignity Village. And Dignity Village at the time was having fights about energy, and they were thinking about getting a grant for solar cells. And then I heard you're going to, which I like solar cells, and I'd like to promote alternative energy. People who are homeless or live homeless use propane tanks for heat. They use they could use solar cells. Anyway, I got on HUD housing, and now I'm a veteran and stuff like that. It's 30% of my income. I still like to double back, and I heard you are going to move Right to Dream 2 to OMSI, although it's appealed. If you do, instead of looking down at homeless people like they're in a zoo, why don't you try to get these homeless people to use solar cells so they can get online, try to make the camp off the grid? I actually walked by 3rd and Harrison the other day. I like OMSI. And OMSI right now has an excellent exhibit put on by a company called Solar World in actually how they make solar cell panels. It's in the north side of the engine hall. Excellent. And then there's another one with Intel shows how they use solar cells in third world countries so that children can learn off, learn in villages. Intel and Solar World have two excellent exhibits there, actually how you make the things. And I would, in this one, next year I would like to go to Salem. I've been here too long in Portland. I'd like to move to Salem and maybe be a lobbyist. And which would, if I fail, I've given up my HUD apartment, so I'll be working. I might have to use the homeless place that I want to be solar powered. Certainly not exclusively solar powered, but just say that they're kind of somewhat off the grid. And like I say, even at Dignity Village, there was energy fights. They paid a community electric bill, and they were, when I was trying to get in there, they were trying to get some grants for solar panels so that they could get on their cell phone, their laptop, and stuff like that. Also, anything done at OMSI could also be used at Dignity Village. Dignity Village is unobscured to the south. And if I had lived there for $200 a year, I would have, instead of my $2,000 HUD apartment, I could have spent $2,000 a year on solar cells. And I would have got a humidifier. Somebody had a noisy generator next to this shack I was in. And also, you wouldn't have to have these noisy generators. And I've seen this site near OMSI, and I think it's an excellent place to say that we're using science for homeless people.
Thank you very much.
Just to clarify.